It's your host, Marsha and Megan. Welcome back for another episode with RMV.
Hey guys, I hope you're all staying safe and positive. And Marsha, I can't believe we hit 1.4K plays.
I know, right? And thank you so much, guys, for listening to us. We appreciate it so much, and I'm so excited for more achievements.
I hope you guys enjoyed the last episode, which was with Miss Hannah. And without further ado, let's start this week's episode.
I'm so happy to be here with my friends Komal and Shalini. And guys, why don't you guys introduce yourself?
Yeah, sure. So, hi, I'm Komal.
Hey guys, I'm Shalini, and I'm also a junior American high school.
So, what do you guys like to do? What are some of your hobbies?
So for me, my hobbies are listening to music, doing art myself, and teaching art to other kids through an organization called Art Connect.
You want to talk about a little bit more about your organization?
Your experience?
Yeah, sure. So, I started Art Connect to help kids explore their interest in art and give them, you know, that little push they need to have an interest in art at a younger age. So I teach art for free over online. So like where I have like, you know, 10 kids and I just like, you know, have a small project where I go step by step with them and help them grow as an artist. And
yeah, it's super cool. Yeah. What about you, Shalini?
Yeah, I think it's like pretty cool. Like Komal's doing something. It's like during this time, especially like kids are like all inside the home and they can't see their friends as well. So it's for pretty sure. Cool that, yeah, she's like a lot of kids are interacting with each other and they're also learning new stuff, right? So that's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
And me, I like to spend time with my family and play like video games with my brother. And then, yeah, forced to play video games. And I love to dance. I really love to dance. I've been learning dance, like, since 5 years old. But, like, I've been on and off.
Wow, that's amazing.
Barnakim, right?
Yeah.
Dance is really cool. And it's really hard, too, because my sister also dances. So I know, like, how hard it is. And that's super cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, yeah. It's just, like, a stress reliever, more like. Mm-hmm. Like when you need to take a break or like get fresh air, you can just go and dance, I guess.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, dancing is like a good form of exercise too. Like I also like dancing.
Yeah.
But like I just do Just Dance, right?
Yeah.
Just Dance. So I just do that instead of doing classical. The thing is like when I was in Singapore, right? Like I did Bharatanatyam for like a few years and then like I had to stop because the teacher had to just stop because she was like pregnant at the time. And I was like, oh God. And like, it was our first performance at like a temple. Mm-hmm. And I was so looking forward to it. And then like at that same time, like she was like, the teacher was all right, right? And then like, by the time it was the first performance, my dad's like, oh yeah, we're moving to like California. And I was like, oh God. I was looking forward and I cried that day because I really wanted to perform in the temple as well. And it was just so sad. But then, yeah. And then after that, like I came here and then I just did dance for like a year or so, just like perform. My mom just like, yeah, just do dance. And then after just to like, you know, perform. And so I was like, okay, yeah. So that's just my experience with
dance.
That's
cool. Yeah.
I still love
it. Well, like I'm the opposite. I hate dancing. I don't dance at all. Like in parties and stuff, if you see other people dancing, I'm usually the one like outside standing and, you know, like looking at them and smiling and stuff like that. So that's me.
I know, same. Like I'm just like so shy to just dance. I
exactly.
Guess,
yeah.
Do dance.
So speaking about, I'm just going to talk about online schools. We've been in school for about like 2 months now, right?
3 months.
Yeah.
Three.
So what are your guys' experience so far? Like, do you like online school? Like, what is the best and worst part about it?
For me personally, I think the best part is the new schedule our school has by, you know, school starting at 9 and ending at 2. Like, just, like, 2 hours taken away, you know, provides a lot of sleep.
For sure.
Provides a lot of time for me to sleep, personally speaking. I think the worst part is motivation. Like, I have no motivation to do work. I'm just like, I'll just do it in, you know, tomorrow or...
Yeah, honestly, same here, though. Like, I guess, like, we get, like, more sleep and there's kind of, like, less stress. But, like, there's, like, zero motivation. That's for sure. And I feel like there's, at least for me, I'm not sure about others, but for me, there's, like, a little bit of procrastination. That's for sure as well.
Oh, yeah, for me,
there
100%.
Is. Oh, my God, I procrastinate.
Yeah. It's just about...
I was just going to say, I can for sure say that my quarantine achievement is becoming an official
full-time like
professor
that.
You know, for everything.
Yeah, I definitely feel like there are pros and cons with, like, going to, like, school and, like, staying at home and learning, so.
Yeah, for me, I think I really like in online school, as you said, like more sleeping time. Like I also like how we can, you know, get up whenever we want, stretch, you know, go get some food or like whatever. Like I really like that freedom. It's really nice. But like the worst part, I guess, is like the amount of work can be too much, and also like how you just end school and then immediately have homework again. There's like no separation, because like if you're at school, when you come home, it's like different, right? But like here, when you finish school, you're still at home, so like immediately you have to do homework. So
it's like sucks. Two different kind of environment.
Yeah, for me, like it's been really hard. Like I guess the best part about online school is like, you know, for presentations you can just you know, just share your screen, blur everything out. But then when you're at school, when you're presenting, it's like, oh god, like am I gonna mess up, and you start overthinking. And like at home, I feel like it's more you have more freedom to do anything. Like you can switch off your video and go do something and then come back. Like some of my teachers, they say like, oh guys, it's okay if you switch off your video, just let me know, because it's, you know, you do distract sometimes, we're going through a really tough time. And I'm like, yeah, that's so true. And like, you know, chapter tests, like a lot of people are, all the teachers, like most of my teachers at least, some teachers is like, okay, for bio, Como knows, like for bio you need to study, like you cannot, I don't even think if you look at your notes it's gonna waste your time. But for some subjects, like for my math and stuff, I can look at my notes because it's like all tested on your concept and the teacher doesn't even mind. But then when you're at school, obviously it's like you don't have notes or anything, you just have to do it from your own like you know, knowledge and stuff. But yeah, that, I think that's what like the best and worst part. And so, like, has it been distracting for you guys? Like, you know, looking at your phone or anything?
Yeah, I can speak, like, for sure, that for bio, for example, I just, like, tune off my teacher and, like, go on Facebook or YouTube and just do something random. Yeah. Like, I think it's just really hard to stay focused in class while you have, you know, your laptop and everything there to waste your time.
Yeah, for sure. Because for me, yeah, I've been using my phone more. Like, I listen to music a lot more, like, through my classes, because like some, like for important classes, like, you know, history or bio, like I won't listen to music. But like other classes, like Spanish or English or something, I just listen to music. And like
it's kind of like a distractor, mostly like phones especially. Like I just start watching YouTube, like when it's like work time or the asynchronous time or whatever. But like at the same time, I can also do other classwork in like the other classes, like if you know what I mean.
But, yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah,
I like one more.
It's just like not like when they're teaching, but when they're like giving asynchronous time, you can like prioritize what you want to do rather than just doing their work, which might be due like a week later, but they still give you like time to do it in asynchronous time. But like I totally respect that. That like I'm glad that teachers are giving time there, you know, giving to do work.
Yeah. So any funny moments during the Zoom meetings? Anyone like to share?
I think for me, like my first day of AP physics 1 class, we were kind of asked about something interesting to do. So I shared the Art Connect, you know, about teaching art to kids. But my teacher, his internet just, I don't know, maybe just couldn't hear me properly for some reason. So what he heard was that I said I teach art to pigs, which was pretty embarrassing, because I said kids and he heard pigs, which is I mean, they're animals. It's like a totally different, you know, scenario. So the whole class just starts laughing. Like I can, you know, see the gallery view, right? And I have to like explain to my teacher, like, no, kids. And after like 2 minutes, I'm just like, okay, we have solved that. So that's pretty good.
Yeah. It's just like the, other than that, it's just like the weird times when the teacher's like internet just like crashes, and then like someone else is the host.
Oh my god, yeah.
And yeah, it's like a funny movement. Oh, and then like they just start talking and they start putting like screen, like sharing screens with like Netflix.
Share screen.
Yeah. I was like,
Or else like when someone forgets to mute themselves and they blurt out random things.
Oh yeah.
that's always funny as well.
Yeah, we had that. I had this funny moment, like, I think on Friday or on Thursday, I forgot when, but I think it was on Thursday. I was in English first period, and then, so we were discussing, like, The Crucible. Like,
I don't know if you guys read it.
Yeah, so I finished the book, like, he told us to finish it, but then we still discussed, like, the last part and what happened. It's like a crime, you know, mystery book, right? It's interesting. And so we were discussing it, and then, like, someone was, like, unmuted, and then So, and Mr. like our teacher like asked a question, but no one responded. And so he's like, I can't hear you. Who's talking? Who's talking? Right? And then this dude, like, he's unmuted, but he's not saying anything. And then like our teacher just like stopped screen sharing because he wanted to know where is the sound coming from. And then I just heard this. The Japan industry is so versatile or whatever, right? It was talking about Japan and stuff. And I was like, what are you watching? And then the teacher was like, are you watching some anime? And then he just muted himself. And I was like, oh my God, it's so funny. But
like, yeah, stuff like that happens, right? Like, people, like, they wear headphones, but they're not connected to, like, the Zoom class. They're actually, like, playing Minecraft in the background or whatever.
Yeah.
And they accidentally unmute. Exactly. And then, like, they say something and it's, like, it's not related to class at all. It's, like, something gaming related or, like, other things.
Yeah. That's, like, the fun part.
Yeah.
It's not always boring. Yeah. When people sometimes do that, like, it's actually funny.
I think, like, I have a, like, really funny story about, I think, like, 2 weeks ago for my history class. We were, like, supposed to, like, you know, answer some questions he was asking us. And he called this one girl whose camera was off. So she turned on her camera, and the next thing we know, we couldn't exactly hear her voice. But apparently it was, like, a store. We could see the logo and the lights and everything. So she was in a store walking around while answering history question about immigration or something. And then her camera was still on. And the whole time we could see her going from Walmart to a car, but to her eating McDonald's, like, you know, chicken nuggets or whatever you get at McDonald's, eating that in your car. And the teacher just, like, he didn't say a single thing. He just says a simple thing. Can you please turn off your camera while eating? And he just ignores the whole fact about her just being somewhere else.
Actually, that's what my math teacher says. He's like, I need you to turn on your cameras for, like, at least one time in the class because I need to make sure that you're not outside shopping. We're like, okay, yeah, sure.
Yeah, I think, like, the worst part, like, about Zoom meetings, it's, like, trolls. And a lot of people are, like, misusing it. And it's, like, super annoying because, you know, during a class, like, it's just, like, someone just enters the Zoom meeting and then says random stuff. Like, my sister was telling me how, like, in her Zoom meeting, like, this one day, she's, like, she was telling me, do you know, the troll came on our Zoom meeting. And she's, like, he just said a bunch of inappropriate stuff. And then our teacher accidentally admitted that person. And the teacher didn't even notice. And then the teacher looks at us, like, you guys didn't tell me this person entered, right? And so I think one bad thing, like, a scary thing is, like, trolls come in and just, like, disrupt class time. And it's just so annoying sometimes. Like, you also get, you don't want to hear those things, right? Like, even though, so I think that's just something. But yeah, what are you guys, like, prefer? Do you guys want to go back to school or do you just guys want to, like, continue this forever?
I mean, I was going to say, like, I don't want to continue this forever. But, like, I want to go back to school. But like, a couple days online, like, I wouldn't mind, honestly. Like, just, like, maybe Fridays will be online and that'd be nice.
I feel like that's what they're, like, talking about, like, the school board. Like, at least, like, the other districts, I feel like they're opening from, like, semester two. That's what I heard.
Yeah, it all depends on the cases, too. Because, like, since, like, winter's coming, the cases might rise again. So, January, February is still kind of cold, right? So, like, I don't know. Makes sense. It's also, like, if we go to school and, like, if someone gets sick and it's not the coronavirus, they have to get sent home. Like, if they cough by accident, they may think, like, oh, okay, you have to go home. And that's going to be
so annoying. That's the thing, right? But, like, there's, like, like, you can't tell if it's, like, COVID or just regular fever. Either way, you have to go under quarantine.
Exactly.
It's kind of, like, one of the drawbacks, I guess, for COVID.
I think, like, we can, like, you know, of course, open up physical school because, I guess, interacting with others, you know, makes you a better human for me, like, you know, I would say. Yeah. But, like, I would like them to keep some things that we have gotten over online school, like, you know, shorter schedules, a better schedule.
True, yeah.
I guess, like, they can just, like, you know, I think that, like, they should keep those things.
Yeah.
So we are better students.
Yeah, I think, like, online school is, like, good for a short time, but then after a while, it's just, like, it has reached its limit. And, like, for me, it's been definitely hard. Like, I get so mad at my teachers because, like, okay, one of my English teachers, okay, he gave me a, zero on this assignment, and I did the assignment, and I emailed him, and he's just like, I emailed him, and he's just like, oh, I'm sorry, I gave you a zero, I didn't look at that, I thought you were another student, and it's just so annoying, because he just made mistakes, and, like, they're not clear with their directions, like, my Zoom, like, on Friday, I think, we had our bio, and, like, my internet was so unstable, I couldn't understand what our teacher was saying, and so I feel like, one bad thing about online school is that you can't really, you don't know what, they're not clear with their directions. But when you go to school, like school, like you can talk to your teacher and like you can take your time and then understand, okay, this is what we're going to do, assignment, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, so I think like going to school is better because like it's been so long since I saw, you know, you definitely. Guys too, and all my friends in reality. And instead of FaceTiming, and it's just so like sucks.
For me, at least, I feel like I would rather like go online school for junior year because like personally, junior year is like very important. Mm-hmm. And it, like if we go to like school, it's just like more pressure. Like going to school, coming back, all the traffic. That's like 2 hours gone right there.
Yes.
Which we could like actually homework or like study for a test, right?
Yeah,
that's one huge advantage, especially like for junior year. That's like, I'm glad.
Yeah, because like if I was at school, like last year I had to stay like extra hour or two because my mom couldn't pick me up because like you know she has work, right? Mm-hmm. So then like that's so annoying because like I only live like 5 minutes away, so like I have to wait an extra hour for my mom to come pick me up where I could be at home, you know, like you know taking a shower, doing something else, and like it's really annoying. Like,
that traffic time is gone, and then like you have to like make up stuff, you have to say 1 hour till the teacher is like free, all that stuff. You can just do it in a breakout room while they're just watching, so like it definitely has its advantages.
I was gonna add that like online school has given us like in a lot of things, and which physical schools can like you know incorporate in them in theirs, I mean. And I think the most, you know, sad part for all of us is we were almost done with school, you know, like almost seniors, right? Almost done with, like, you know, the school experience. Exactly. However, it ended short for us, like, what, in 10th grade, which is pretty sad.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, I feel like junior year, we had, like, so we had Spirit Week and stuff like that. Like, I was also looking forward because whenever I participated, I was, like, looking forward to it. But then it's, like, everything got canceled and... I think that's just one sad part. Like, we didn't have our junior as expected or as we imagined. Yeah,
like, all the social... Sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Just, like, all the social interactions, it's just, like, cut off. That's, like, the major drawback.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Bad thing.
But, I mean, at least, like, the schools are, like, they're all, like, the leaders, they're all, like, trying... The student council, they're all trying to, like, make it as, like, school environment as possible by, like, doing everything, like, virtual. Sure, so that's like one good thing that like I really love that they're, you know, putting in effort to like actually make it, you know, feel like a school year.
Yeah, same like my school, like they're doing they did the online Spirit Week. They're doing some online homecoming. I don't even know yet. So they're trying to make it as much as school feeling as possible.
So that's pretty cool. Yeah.
So So how has online school been affecting your mental health? Like, are you under a lot of stress? Like, do you feel, you know, moody sometimes? Or what has been happening to you guys?
I think I can say for sure that not currently it has affected me, but, like, I think near my birthday, like, when I was about to, like, turn 16, like, around July, I got, like, in this major, just, like, you know, like, not depression, I would say, but, like, you know, sad and just, like, not feeling who I am. Because, like, I can say that I'm a big extrovert. Like, if I don't get to talk to people, meet new people... It feels really lonely and just isolated.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So I had this like 2 month phase of where I was just like, what's the meaning of life? Like, I just don't want to do any work. I just don't want to celebrate my birthday. I just want all this to be over and just, you know, have the old world, the old life back. Right. However, like after, you know, I guess just understanding my thoughts, I came to think that, like, you know what, this is just a phase we all are going through it, you know, not just to me, the whole world is going through it. And at the end of some time of this year or next year, everything will be fine. And I mean, the world won't be like, you know, how it was in, you know, the, like, you know, last fall, but it'll be a better new world or better new society.
Yeah. For me, I guess, I haven't been so sad, like, because I had my family around, because my whole family is at home. My dad was at home, my mom was at home, my sister was at home, so, and then, like, you know, I stayed in contact with friends, you know, I was, like, FaceTiming my friends, I was, like, talking to Varsha a lot, so, like, that made me, you know, really happy, and, you know, I'm also a really huge introvert, I'm, like, the opposite of you, so, like, I don't mind staying alone, like, I actually, like, if I spend, like, a whole day with a group of people, I need alone time.
Yeah,
yeah, so, like, Honestly, so quarantine hasn't been too bad for me, which is really
same
good.
Here though. Honestly, like I could go without like interacting with people, and I'm like totally fine with that. I wouldn't even like care. I was like, yeah, I'm happy with that. Have alone time. Yeah, I'm totally cool with that. But I like the same time, you know, like you're honestly like missing some social interactions. Like I would definitely like not meeting friends and like teachers and just like going out and interacting with people who are not your family. It's like it's still like that's kind of missing. But other than that, I think like I'm fine, I guess. But like sometimes there's obviously like stress from school, and then like my grade went down, so I'm like sad at like some point. But like overall, I think I'm pretty happy, I guess, because like my family's around me. They're always making me laugh and stuff like that. My brother is there, just like always there to annoy me. So
yeah. Sometimes it can get really annoying that they're always there. Because now my sister is always with me. I'm like, can you just go to your room, please? Yeah. Why are you always with me now?
Well, like, at the same time, compared to, like, sophomore year, like, freshman year, this year has been, like, definitely, like, I could spend more time with my family than I did before, like, when going to school. Yeah. So I really love that, so... Mm-hmm.
So for me, like, I guess, like, my mental health, a roller coaster. Like, sometimes I'm just so sad. And then, like, because, like, of, like, you know, subjects in school and stuff, sometimes it's, like, just so stressed, like, a lot of, like, biology, it's, like, so hard for me, and I'm, like, trying to, like, you know, all of my friends, like, we created a study group, and then, like, we just still talk, and then, like, all of them also are having, like, you know, those phases of, like, oh, sad, you know, they're just, like, my friend was, like, just crying, and because, like, she did so horrible on the test, and, like, so I guess, like, online school, going back to that, like, I feel like it just created a lot of more stress, because I feel like if I was in school, I wouldn't be stressed. Like, I feel like I would be talking to my friends and stuff from time to time, but not maybe like as much like now. Like now I'm like always talking to everyone, you know, even though I could have been done something else. But then I feel like if we were in school, like I feel like I would have had like a timetable. It's like, oh, discipline, and like you do each thing. But yeah, you know, sometimes like when I'm like stressed out and stuff, like again, as Charlie and Mega mentioned, like, you know, family, like your family's around there with you, which is a good thing during quarantine. Everyone's just locked up, and it's like, you cannot go outside at all. So yeah, I definitely think that's like a good thing. Like, you know, my sister always like, talks to me if I'm like sad and stuff, and like we just find a way to like, you know, do something else. Like some days I'm just like the whole week I'm studying, and then my mom is just like, why didn't you just take a break? Like, why are you like studying like for 6 hours a day, and you're just like, you don't remember a single thing? I'm like, that's so true. I'm just trying to like get some information. And the thing is there's this point where you get to like overstudy, and like you shouldn't do that. Like if you overstudy, you forget half the things you learned. And so so like, you know, your parents are there to support you during this quarantine, and it's like all of them are there, like FaceTime. I feel a lot of people have gotten time to like call each other. Like my mom was saying how like she's been able to like contact, like they always have this like Zoom meetings with her college friends and stuff, and she still keeps those relationships. And I was like, oh, like that's so, you know, amazing. You're like, during this point, like everyone has time now because of, so I feel like some relationships are like still maintained, and they're able to like connect more often after such a long time, like, you know. So yeah, I definitely think like, even though I've had stress, like I've learned how to cope with it. Like on Fridays I like go biking with my friend, and I'm like, so that's just a way for me to like, you know, escape like reality and stuff. But like in podcasting, that's why I started podcasting with Mega, like just to like, you know, gain perspective and like talk to someone. For me, I'm like a little bit of both. Like I'm an ambivert, so like both extrovert and introverted. I'm like extroverted when like I don't, like if there's a stranger, I'd be like, you know, hey, I'll just jump and then like, you know, make friends immediately. Some people, sometimes I feel like I shouldn't have done that because they feel so awkward. They're like, wait, hi. And then I'm just like, oh God, like I shouldn't even said hi to you. So sometimes it's bad, but sometimes I feel like it's good because like I've been able to make like so many friends like over like, you know, past few years. And like sometimes I'm introverted. Like if there's a group of people and I'm not comfortable with like, you know, few friends, then like I'm introverted. Like I don't talk as much, but like I only talk to people who I'm like close with. Like the other people I would just be ignoring. But if we were in like, you know, school, then I'd be talking like maybe as a whole group, like hi, hello, and then that's it. But
I think like you mentioned coping, like I for sure, you know, this whole period has, you know, taught us to more relationships and maintain them, and also like, you know, has taught us to, I guess, just, you know, learn that life just goes on, you know, and just learn, like, just yeah. kind of experience. Yeah. Nothing ever stops. And it just matters about how you deal with and how what.
Honestly, like, one other thing that I learned was that, like in sophomore year and then, like, the summer of that year, I was, like, trying to control, like, so much stuff. Like, I was literally, like, trying to control every single thing. Like, you have to do this, like, this day. You have to do that day or else it's not going to work. And I honestly thought that did not work for me at all. Like, at one point, I just, like, literally broke. Like, I snapped. And, like, 1 week, I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
So I just, like, let it go. And, like, whatever happens. Just, like... I tried, like, stop controlling my future.
Right.
Yeah. The line we learned over quarantine.
Yeah, so speaking of this, like, how are some ways that you guys really stress? I know Varsha said, like, she, you know, goes on bike rides or, you know, podcaster. What are some things that you guys do?
Personally speaking, I love to, like, just watch TV. And
yeah.
That's the one that's really stress. And my sister, like, well, she's, like, 14, so we have, like, a pretty small age gap. So, like, I can almost honestly say that she's, like, my best friend because we can talk about anything, like, any topic. And I've been talking to her just about life, you know, like, things I could not talk to a younger sibling. I think that really helps, too. And I think, as I mentioned, you know, doing art and interacting with kids over online, for sure.
For me, I was just going to say, like, spending time with family a lot, talking to my friends, and, like, going outside, you know, for, like, walks or, you know, just, like... going for a run or something, just like getting fresh air is really
I feel like Mega and I are like very much alike. I was literally gonna say the same thing. Yeah, there's like spending time with family and getting like breathing space, like just me, alone time and walk. That's pretty much like that's literally me.
Yeah for sure. Oh my god, yes. I just like
that works for me as well.
And, like, yeah, then they ask me like what have you been doing in your room? And it's like you don't know. I just like to spend my time with myself. Yeah. So how have you been able to stay in contact with friends? Like I've been FaceTiming them a lot, so like how have you guys been having that social connection with each other?
Yeah, so I can say that like we all three are in the same group. So our group came up with this plan, like one of our friends. You know, she's proposed a plan that we should just call during lunch to, like, make it look like school type, you know, like, how we would be finished with our classes and, you know, talk to their friends during lunch. So at lunch, like, some people just, you know, drop by, like, maybe for, like, 5 or 10 minutes. And we talk about school, for example, most of the call, or randomest topics, or play Among Us. And I think aside from that, like, I just, like, sometimes, you know, just, like, text people, like, hey, do you want to call? Or are you free at this time? And,
yeah,
you know, just so you know, catch up.
Yeah, Among Us has been a huge thing for everyone. That's how people are connecting now.
Yeah, so fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're all in junior year. We're going to go to senior year next, and then college. So, do you guys have any future plans? Do you know what you want to be when you grow up? Well, not grow up. We're grown up. that's so weird. But it's always like, what do you want to be when you grow up? But like now we are grown up. What do you want to be? Like, do you have any ideas?
Yeah, I think I can start off with that, saying that I think COVID gave me a lot of time to explore opportunities because college just, you know, came to us through virtual, so I was able to connect with colleges. And I think, personally speaking, I'm like a person who comes up with a plan, but I don't stick with it. So currently, I can say that my plan is to, you know, go to a 4-year college. For sure, an urban city. That's like my, like, I think location is a big deal for me because, like I said, extrovert, like, I want to experience the city life and the city aroma and everything. And, you know, get a degree in like engineering, like electrical engineering for sure, or maybe like doctor or business. And I think that was like a rough plan. I mean, before I had like a strong plan, but I realized over quarantine that, like, I think it's like Shalini said, life goes on, you know, whatever happens, just happens.
Yeah, exactly.
But now, like, that's just a rough plan, you know, just go to college. And whatever happens.
Yeah, definitely, totally. Like, just, like, major in, for me at least, I want to major in an engineering degree, that's for sure. 4-year college, that's for sure. After that, whatever happens, happens.
Happens.
Yeah.
Because, like, you never know what your mentality at the age of 21
is. Yeah, as long as I go to a good college and get a good job, I'm cool. I'm happy.
That's good. Same. Like, that's definitely good.
For me, like, I want to go to college, but I have no idea what I want to be. I'm still, like, exploring. I'm exploring, like, in medical, business, and, like, you know, I don't know, not really engineering, but, like, I'm still exploring, so I have no idea what I want to be yet.
Yeah, for me, like, the thing is, I've been, like, jumping different careers like since freshman year. It's just my parents were like, what are you gonna be? Like, you say, like in India, I told everyone I'm gonna be a doctor because like we went to India like what last year in summer, and like, and then I just told everyone, everyone's like, what are you gonna be? Oh my god, you're gonna be 11th, 12th grade, almost college. Woo, right? Everyone's so excited to what I'm gonna be, and I'm just like, I don't know, maybe doctor. And then I changed it. My mom's like, why do you just tell everyone you're gonna be a doctor? What if you're not gonna be one? And then like so many people like said, like exaggerate, like, you know, just reacted in a really big way. Oh my god, you're gonna be a doctor, good job for you. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know. And then like in sophomore year, junior year, I just like started thinking about like, oh, maybe engineer, or like maybe a business, you know, anywhere in the business field, because it's so common. Or like, I don't know, my mom was saying like someone like a pharmacist or something, or maybe like forensics, which is super interesting. Like, but then, you know, there's a lot of, you know, studies involved. Like, honestly, every career is hard. Not saying like one is easy over the other. Yeah. Like everything, you know, takes work and like effort and time commitment. But like, yeah, so for, I think now I'm just like kind of sure of where I'm going like next year and stuff. So like, I'm pretty sure like I'll be like, you know, as Shalini mentioned, like engineering, like computer science and stuff. Like, I don't know, I like coding and like, I just like everything about it. Like, I've been really interested because my dad's like showing, like, I don't know, like in freshman and sophomore year, he just like, oh yeah, let's learn Python, right? And then like we just did some coding, and then yeah, so I just learned a bit of it. Now I'm not coding that much often or anything, I mean, because of school. So yeah, so that's just where I'm going. I mean, as you guys said, like, you know, 4-year college, that's for sure. Like, I don't know, maybe somewhere like maybe state universities, and maybe like I'll just go there for, you know, 4 years, and then maybe switch to a UC, like, just to, like, gain experience. Yeah. But, yeah, that's what, yeah. And I mean, like, again, you know, like, your maturity changes. Like, entering college, like, UC, yeah, is, like, living in a dorm, yeah, is a whole new experience. And, like, I feel like everyone should definitely go, like, to a, you know, like Koma mentioned, like, a university near, like, urban areas, and, like, you know, really live the life you want it. Because I feel like at that time, when you like go to college, you will just find like yourself, like you will find out who you are. Like, I feel, so I definitely recommend like you should go to like a college just like far away from your parents, because then if you become too dependent, like you need to learn how to be independent, right? Because one day there will be a time where your parents aren't there for you, and like you have to make your own decisions, and like, you know, that's like the time where you get into adulthood and stuff, and like you got to start like being like yourself. So yeah, that's just my thoughts on that.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. Going to a faraway college, you know, makes a lot of helps you gain a lot of experience. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you guys would like to talk about?
No, I think like all the
anything else
topics, like the topics.
Yeah, it was very engaging.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Okay. Yeah. So thanks so much, Koma and Shalini, for joining us. And honestly, I had such a great time, and I'm pretty sure Mega did too. We will also put the link down in the description. If you guys want your kids to learn art for free, check out Komo's website. So link will be down in the description to check more about the art like organization and stuff.
Yeah, so thank you so much for joining. It was really nice, you know, meeting you, getting to know more about you, and I had a really fun time talking to you guys. And so next we will have our motivational moment with Varsha and Mega, so stick around for that. We'll be right back.
And we're back. It's been a while since we did our motivational moment, so I'm so excited to talk about this.
Yeah, it's been really long since, like, the last time we both talked to each other by ourselves, because we always had guests. So today's quote is going to be, "And suddenly, you know, it's time to start something new and trust the magic of beginnings," by Mr.
Eckhart.
Eckhart, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm honestly, like, this quote really relates to our podcast because it's been a huge journey for us and it's been growing a lot. Like, we're getting so many, you know, and thanks to our podcast community, like, a lot of them have, like, you know, listened to us and gave us feedback. And so thank you so much, you know, for all the people who are in the community listening to our episode. And yeah, it's been a huge journey. Like, we've hit 1.34 plays and the number of plays just keeps on increasing day by day. And I'm just so happy.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it is. I didn't think it would be this big. And we're, like, considering to buy a mic. I know we've been telling you guys, we'll buy a mic. We'll buy a mic in each episode.
Yeah, but we will.
We will get a mic soon. So people who are wondering and coming at us saying, why didn't I get a better mic? It just sounds so, like, outside, you know, noises.
Background noises,
exactly. Sorry, I didn't get the word. But yeah. Yeah, so you know what, guys? Just wait, okay? Be patient, because we have a life too.
Yeah. So going back to the quote, it says, like, it's time to start something new and trust the magic of beginnings. And when we started the podcast, like, it was something totally new. Like, I don't know, when we started the podcast, we weren't really sure how to do it. We didn't really know if it will work. And we just had to trust ourselves. And, like, look where it brought us now. We were so happy, like, we tried something new. So I encourage everyone out there to try something new, because
it leads you to endless possibilities, honestly.
Yeah, good way of putting that, yeah.
Yeah, so I think, like, I mean, I've listened to some podcasts, like, you know, I'm just going to shout some podcasts I really like in our podcast community. So, like, I've been listening to Zestin, which is podcast, collabed with her. We talked about, like, mental health. We talked about stress. We talked about, you know, teen activism. I really had a really interesting, like, experience with her. And we'll be bringing Jane soon in our podcast. And you guys can maybe also listen to her. Yeah, so I'm just going to, so Zestin, which is podcast, is one. I love the Girly Girl podcast. She's pretty... really nice. She actually left us a review on our Apple podcast, which is amazing. Carmen, you know, that's her name. And then I also like, I really like Dropouts Pod. It's actually, I don't know if you guys know, it's like Indiana, Zach, Justice, and Jared. And Indiana is like a TikToker. She's like a model. She's a singer. Zach also got into TikTok apparently. And I think Jared is, like, a singer. I mean, like, you guys can check them out on YouTube. I really love them. Like, their whole set is, like, at a diner. And it's, like, at their apartment. And it's, like, so amazing. Like, I always listen to them. It's so amazing. It's such an amazing experience. Like, they just talk about whatever they want. They just reflect on their whole lives. And, yeah, I mean, I've got to learn a lot about it. Like, a lot about them as well. Like,
yeah. Yeah, I feel like a lot of people don't think podcast is, like, a cool thing to do.
Exactly.
Such a stereotype, but, like, I feel like it's not. It's cool. Not. Like, because, like, a podcast is another way to
define yourself.
Yeah, and to interact with the world. So I think it's so cool to start a podcast. Mm-hmm. And there's, as you said, so many famous celebrities doing podcasts too. So it's not a boring or, like, weird thing. It's such a cool thing.
Yeah.
So if anyone wants to start a podcast, go ahead.
Just do it. Do it by Anchor.
Just do it. Like, for what we did, we just did it. Like, we didn't have any plan. We just dug right in and look where we are now.
Yeah, exactly. Like, honestly, like, I feel like when you listen to someone's podcast, like, my friend, like, in this episode, you guys heard Komal and Shalini, and Komal was telling me how, like, I also listen to podcasts instead of listening to music, because you learn stuff from, you know, podcasts, because whatever they talk about, it really does help you in life, and you will, like, you know, follow their advice, and then, like, you would basically gain success. And that's really part of the reason why we started our podcast. Like, we also have some advice, we've, like, had some experiences with ourselves, and we just want to tell the whole world that, you know, you shouldn't make the same mistakes like we both did. And so it's kind of like a podcast teaches you a lot. Like, I know so many podcasts, there are political podcasts, there are podcasts who review movies and talk about that. That's so cool. So there's so much variety. It's literally like a YouTube channel, except it's a better way. There's no video, it's just audio.
You can you can listen to podcasts like whenever. Like if you, let's say you're cooking, you can listen to your podcast. You're working out, you can listen to your podcast. Mm-hmm, if you're cleaning the house, you can just listen to a podcast. Like it's easy.
It's so good. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I think like a podcasting as a hobby, when someone says that, it's so cool to listen to, because not many people podcast. It's not an answer that you see.
Not many teens podcast.
Yeah, not many teens do. Yeah. And I felt like in our podcast community, there's so many people. Like, I didn't know this many teenagers, like so many, dude. I'm not even joking, Mega. Like, I'm pretty sure, Mega, you also know.
Yeah. Too.
So many people have been added to the, community. Yeah, exactly. And all of them are just, you know, it's just a safe space where everybody can talk to each other, you know, support each other by, you know, talking about like, oh yeah, what's some feedback you can give to this person to make, you know, the podcast better, and like, oh, what are some, you know, maybe we can guest on your podcast. So it's like, you can create so much with your podcast. I feel like it's so much better, and it's just a great way, you know, like I said, a way to define yourself.
Yeah, but, so yeah. If you guys want to like start a podcast, or like if you guys ever need help, like just contact us. You guys can contact us through Instagram and at MB Talks, or at our website, which is linked below. And we can introduce you to the podcast community, and it's super cool.
Super cool. Yeah. I mean, like if you guys need help, or if you guys are not feeling okay, like your mental health is not okay, we're like always there. Like I always check, we always check Instagram. So like, if you guys need any help, like you guys can talk to us. Don't hesitate. Don't hesitate to ask. Like if you like, just not related to podcasts, it could be anything. It could be mental health or like anything. Like just, you know, contact us. We'll be right there. And yeah, so I think like that's about it. So I put a question up on our story on Instagram, and the question was, what do you guys are interested in listening? Like, what are some topics you guys are interested in listening? And I know Megan, we both know that we always bring guests in, and you know, as Megan mentioned, we had never talked like just ourselves. It's just always there's someone there with us, and we have to be like respect. We have to respect them, and like, you know, we're just like reporters who just interview the person. So we're just like news reporters basically. But like, yeah, so.
But it's fun. I enjoy it a lot.
I enjoy it a lot. You too.
I have such
a fun time. Like some of you have been like saying how, like, I think one person said how on the question they answered saying that, I think it was Seriously Not Serious podcast. Shout out to you. They said that maybe something about productivity, living in the moment, self-love or something. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And so I was like thinking about it during this, you know, during our study, like, you know, break off of podcasting. I was thinking about like, maybe we can like, maybe mix things up, like, you know, have some episodes with a guest, some episodes where it's just us, both of us, and some episodes like we have our chit chat with R&B, like where we bring guests and we bring friends in as our guests. And yeah, so I was thinking like, we can maybe like make it more like personal, I guess. Like, I guess people are more interested in it. Because I've seen like our podcast community too, like they love like that we bring our guests in, and but some people, I think they prefer to like, I guess, open up more. I feel like we haven't opened up that much, like because there's a lot of things that we can talk about, but we don't really talk about that in a podcast because it's too like, I guess, serious. But yeah, I think we can like open up more and like, you know, at least define ourselves in the world and, you know, just tell advice to people. I think that's something we can involve in the future episodes.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a great way to put it. And I think that's right, too. Because when we talk to other people, we have to, like, talk about a certain topic. But, like, with just us, we can talk about what we want. So we're going to do more episodes like that. So I hope you guys listen to them as well.
So stay tuned, folks. Like, keep on listening to all our episodes. We really appreciate your feedback and all your love and support.
Much.
Exactly. So along with Megan and I, we thank all the listeners around the world for supporting and loving us. Follow at the rate MV Talks 2020 on Instagram for shout-outs and requests. Thanks a lot for listening to all our episodes. We can't thank you more than enough.
Yeah, thank you so much. Always remember to stay safe and positive. And we also published our website, and right now it's going under some changes because I'm editing the podcast podcast section, but everything else is still there. So if you guys wanted to contact us, just go to
check website. It out. It's megaversham.com. Just go to the website and everything, it's literally everything all about us and why we started it. So you guys can also contact us if you guys want a guest on our podcast or collab. So
go to our website.
Go ahead.
Check it out.
We're actually excited to meet new people, and we're never like always like, you know, we'll always accept whoever comes in our, you know, guests on our podcast.
We love it.
We just get insightful conversations going on, and like Shelly mentioned in this episode, engaging. So, have a great day, everyone. It's me, Varsha.
And Mega.
Signing off.